before I ever got into the council, there was money allocated. Councillor Frank Dolan got money allocated, I think it was about 80,000 to complete the footbridge at the time. Then what happened was there was a lot of complications with as regards landowners, footpath over stores and units underneath. But it's been an ongoing issue for the last 10, 12 years. And I'm just trying to see, is there going to be any deadline of getting this completed? As we know now at the minute, we're starting construction of 4 one-bed apartments there. There's a lot of heavy-duty goods. I think the street is going to go to a one-way system then. Actually, as you're coming from, you're not going to be able to turn off it and then 16 turn up. You're going to have to go over the Park Road, over by the community centre, the Park Road, and go up and down. So, I mean, the bottom line here is to see whether there'll be a completion date on this. We can't keep using excuses that, you know, there's a problem here with stores. We don't know who the landowners. What I'm saying is the way around this is it's going to have to be CPO'd and we're going to have to complete to get this footpath completed before there's a pedestrian accident at this junction.
And is the situation that serious that a pedestrian accident could be imminent?
Well, it's been ongoing for years. It's heavy duty goods. There's cattle lorries going to the mart. There's jeeps, there's trailers. I mean, we see this bridge has been completed like this in Leitrim Village and in Carrick and Shannon. So you're talking about putting a pedestrian bridge on the inside of the bridge. And you're talking here maybe about 10, 15 feet and the bridge is completed. It's three quarters completed, but it was never just completed. And the time is now to see the funding out there. We can't keep making excuses. We can't, you know, we can't keep waiting until somebody has actually hit on this. And if anybody comes to Mirahampton on a daily basis, you'll see what I'm talking about. Or as anybody's trying to walk around the town, this is an accident waiting to happen.
And do you feel, whenever you say that this type of bridge has been constructed elsewhere in the county, that Manor Hamilton's being treated differently to other towns and villages in Leitrim?
Well, just at the minute, it just seems to be. It's just that, okay, there was a problem there, ownership and who owned the ground underneath. Listen, that estate will never be taken over. We know that. But at the same point in time, back when the boom time was, 06, 07, you know, the work was completed three quarters on this bridge, but it wasn't completed. And as I said earlier, Councillor Frank Dolan had got money allocated at the time, and that money had to be used somewhere else. And we're going on 12 years, and this still hasn't been completed.